Hello, sisters. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. I'm back again and having a rainy day today. Yesterday it rained a little bit, kind of off and on, misting and just cloudy and cool. So it was kind of a slower day. And then today it's been raining all night and all day today so far, which that's fine with me because sometimes these rainier days when we can't get out in the world and do a whole lot more makes it like almost a slower day, kind of cozy too. It's pretty chilly. I don't mind. I like cuddling up with a nice warm cuddly jacket and in the evening time and stuff. It makes you really appreciate a comfortable warm bed with lots of blankets on it and stuff. So just shows how rich we are with extra things over and above food and raiment that we're supposed to be thankful for. So we should be extra thankful for all the rest of the blessings that we have. But yeah, so it's been a little bit of a kind of a slower day. I kind of like these because, like I said, you're not out in the world doing so much. Maybe you get a little chance to think, catch up online ministry. But the days, I'll tell you, it doesn't matter if it's a fast day or a slow day. They go by really fast. And I know you sisters say it too. You know, it's like at the end of the day, where did this day go? Even if you were diligent and purposeful in doing everything that you should be, heartily is unto the Lord, willingly and with delight. Yeah, so anyway, I just had some thoughts I would share with you. I got a few notes here. I just did an audio reading, Psalm 125, and it's a real short one. And verses 4 and 5 kind of stood out to me. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Yeah, that verse 5 there, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. It made me think of Matthew 24:11, where Jesus said, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. You know, he knew it, and he knew it was going to be happening there, and that goes right along with the Lord leading them with the workers of iniquity. And then this one here, too, Romans 9:22-23. What if God, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? That part right there. And then we see why. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. And so, I know we can look around in this world and go, wow, there's so few saints, and there's so many false teachers, and some of them are so blatantly obvious. I would say many of them are so obvious. For anybody who's been reading the scriptures for a year or two, there's so many things in the worldly church that are so easy to see through that anybody who's just still sitting in there, it's safe to say they're not seeking truth and scouring the scriptures. They're just going along and sitting right in there, probably because of their flesh, and they like it. And so we see man-made religion is really flourishing and all the false teachers all around. And we see why. You know, in your flesh, you're just like, wow, what a fight out here to try to battle against all this wickedness. Well, it is a spiritual battle, and it's not one we physically fight. We use it with the Word, and the Word does all the work, and the Lord does all the work, because it is a spiritual battle out there. And, yeah, so the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. I'm going to ponder that a lot. You know, it's kind of like Jesus said, let them be, the blind lead the blind in the ditch. And so we just got to focus on the Lord and share His truth, shine our light, do our works, a reasonable service, endure hardness like a good soldier, rejoice, do everything willingly and with delight. I love that. We learned that in Proverbs 31, woman. And so anyway, as I was thinking about the workers of iniquity, it made me think about tomorrow, which is pagan holiday Easter. And everybody tries to reckon all the days from Good Friday to Easter, and such lies. People are so blinded, and we see why. You know, the Lord's leading them forth, and they're following after those workers of iniquity, which would be like, I was thinking about tomorrow, where we have a place that we're looking at to stand out and maybe see if there's a sheep there that wants to see outside of those workers of iniquity and not be led by them anymore and maybe be led by the truth. And so we're going to do that. And I got to be honest with you, sisters. You know, we go into many different areas out here in this life, preaching the gospel, trying to show people the truth, that they're being deceived with all the lies and all the workers of iniquity and the people they're following and stuff. And out of all of them, I'm trying to find the best way to say this, going to the religious places, I really got to kill my flesh. You know, and it made me think, you know, it's because they're always defending their sin. It's crazy because all these people, they walk around all proud and haughty. I go to this church, I go to that church, I'm a this and I'm a that. They pick a denomination and a name and a flavor, you know. And when you stand outside it and you try to tell them the truth, they ignore you, they mock you, they laugh at you. Last one we were at, a man got in Brother Tupou's face and there was police officers. The church hired police officers to stand watch. And guess what? The police officer had to call off one of their people off from us. And we were standing in a spot where these people could freely move and go anywhere. These people had to come over to us. And so it's like, I'm just saying, I got to kill my flesh. Because on a scale from 1 to 10 of my places, my favorite places to pick to go share the gospel, that's the last one, the religious places, because they hate it the most. We know that, but I'm just kind of confessing to you. And so anyway, they don't show us any love if they think we're their enemy. They show their hatred of enemies. But so we know the religious people are the worst. But I wanted to kind of share a comparison because I was just thinking about this stuff and I'm just sharing with you sisters. You know, I talk about those religious places and those people who are supposed to be of God, who are supposed to have the love of God in them, have the most hatred and anger or deadness to the truth of God's word. And I was thinking about this in comparison to it a couple years ago when we just happened to be in the area where the Super Bowl was going to be going on. We've been to a couple of them. And actually, one of them, I'll just say, the first one we were ever at had police officers all over the place. And we were like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting. And I don't have any fear when we go out anywhere because God's watching. And the second one we went to, the police officers had built a barrier around the stadium, and they were like inside the barrier by the stadium, and everybody was outside, and we were outside with everybody. And I'm just saying, they do all their worldly carnal things outside the Super Bowl and the football games. Anybody who has been involved in all that knows what goes on there. And this was in a big town, big city, big city. And we're walking among what Brother Tupou calls them, gangbangers, and all these people. And, you know, I had no fear or anything. I would rather, I'm just saying, here's my comparison. I would rather go walking around in massive groups of people. Some are drinking, some aren't, and just hanging out, and they're selling their wares, and they're partying, and they got music playing, and they're walking around in all their pride and their vanity, and everybody's all tough and cool, and the gang people walking through. I mean, you can kind of see them. They look different. They act different. But you know what? Those are the people I would rather hang out with, not hang out with, but stand out there with and proclaim the gospel than to stand outside a church, a religious building, with the religious hypocrites coming out. Wow, that just says something, doesn't it? You know, I mean, it just makes God's word come alive. So it's not like it's a big deal. I was just sharing some thoughts with you sisters that I got to kill my flesh, you know, just a little bit of the apprehension, maybe righteous anger or something. You know, when we go out on Sundays and stuff, I have a little bit of that left. I have to work through all the rest of it. Walking in the spirit, you know, it's like, yeah, that's what we need to be doing. And I was thinking about that. So anyway, I'm not going to keep laboring that point. I just want to say I'm thankful for my sisters who are faithful in the calling that the Lord has for you there, because you're encouraging to us out here, and I know we're encouraging to you there. So anyway, I wanted to read 1 Corinthians 12:12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Yeah, it's not what we see on Sunday mornings when we stand out. But anyway, I'm thankful for my sisters who are. Praise God for that. I was also going to share yesterday, we've been having some issues with our email. being marked as spam or something if there's an attachment. We had people asking us to send links and stuff, and they weren't going through. And so yesterday I went through and I cleaned out emails from years and years ago. And I had to kill my flesh because I was looking at all the names, because there were some things that I put in there that I wanted to save, so I had to archive them. And it's like delete, 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 delete. And I'm telling you, sisters, I could remember a lot of the conversations, a lot of the topics and stuff. Of I wasn't reading the emails. I could just see the names, and I was like, oh, I forgot that one. I forgot that one. Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot that one. Oh, wow. And, you know, it really, I almost started crying at one point. I had to stop and take a little break. I was like in the flesh because my mind wasn't focused right. It was just really bothering me. And so I went back at it, cleaned it all out, and I was thinking about this audio I just made recently, a sister sharing one. I think it was just a few days ago or something, I can't remember. But I said, how long will we allow things to bother us, you know, whether it's things being taken away from us or people or whatever. And I was like, well, how long am I going to let all those things in the past bother me? And I was looking at Romans 8:5-8, and this helped me get out of the flesh and into the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And so I asked myself, I was like, how can I be pleasing to God when I'm sitting there looking back at all these? I didn't choose to. It's just a job I had to do. And while I was doing it, my mind, I tried not to, but my mind kept flashing. Every time I had to push the delete, my mind flashed to that person, the conversation, wondering how they're doing and things. But I can't be pleasing to God when my mind is stuck on that and it's affecting me and it's getting into my flesh. So this is what I had to do. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, right here, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So I was telling myself, forget those things that are behind. Yeah, they're behind now. And it's like this, Luke 9:62, one of my favorite verses that really helps snap me back into shape. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Yep, and enduring hardness like a good soldier. And so what do? We reach forth unto those things which are before. I love that. And then going further on, Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we're going to keep pressing on forward, not looking back. Yeah, at times we have to do things like that, but how fast can we get out of that and get moving forward, right? That's the question. And as I share all this, I keep going back to Philippians 3 a lot in my audios. And I was thinking about all the repetition of God's word in many areas. We see that through the New Testament, you know, repeated instructions on how to obey, how to kill your flesh, how to please God, things like that. And, you know, we see that in God's creation, a repetition and a cycle. It's repetitious. And so we get up, we go to sleep. And I wanted to read Ecclesiastes 1:4-7. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also arise, and the sun go down, and hasteth to the place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind return again according to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, and the sea is not full. Unto the place whence the rivers come, thither they return again. So we see a cycle, and we get that in our lives, and we're also going to have that in the Word of God. Every day we have to kill our flesh. Every day we have to look forward to the hope. Every day we got to tell ourselves, don't look back. Every day we have to shine our light and be a good witness. I mean, there's so many things that we have to do every day. It's like just repetition, and that's a good thing. Those are good, not vain repetitious prayers that mean nothing. So anyway, I'm thankful for my repetitious sisters who love the Lord, and they repeatedly serve him every day. That's a good repetition, so that's an awesome thing. Anyway, I'm going to let us go with this. Jude 1:2. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Praise God. All right, bye for now, sisters. God be praised.